Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, my soul. Friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
There is probably no doctrine taught in the Word of God that is more neglected or even ignored than that of the teaching of reprobation. I would dare say that less than 5% of those on the face of the earth today who call themselves Christians even believe such a teaching is in the Word of God, let alone have heard a preacher expound upon it. This doctrine sets forth the fact that God created a certain portion of the human race to be destroyed in the pit of hell. I can almost hear a collective gasp after having said those words, because this doctrine is so reprehensible to the flesh of men. Men are convinced that they possess some intrinsic worth, which makes them of greater value than just to be cast aside like dung upon the scrap heap known as Gehenna, according to the purpose of God. Paul understood the revulsion of such teaching to the natural mind when he penned these words, "So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he hath afore prepared unto glory, even us whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles? Just as surely as the scripture teaches that God, in his sovereign purpose, before the foundation of the world, chose to create a people in Christ, which were his children, his elect bride, so he also did choose to create a people fitted for destruction and worthy of it. When Noah and his family were shut in the ark by God, I'm sure that there were many things that they did not completely understand about the exact purpose of God. Yet one thing that they did comprehend was that the only reason they were in the ark, while the rest of the multitude of the world was shut out, was the grace of God. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. As the rains began to fall and the floodwaters began to rise, I'm sure that there were many of their acquaintances who began to weep and howl, desiring to be led into the safe haven of the ark. Yet while they no doubt had compassion on those who were perishing at arm's length, yet they could neither open the door of the vessel nor extend a helping hand, because they saw the door shut by the hand of God. Then said Jesus unto them again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." They knew themselves to be like the five wise virgins, who only had enough oil for their own lamps. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Noah and his family were in reality no different than those who were perishing outside the ark. For who maketh thee to differ from another? They had no way of knowing what lay ahead of them, but they were no doubt consoled that the same one who chose them to be shut in this vessel was indeed the very one upon whom all of their hopes were cast. They were as Job, who declared, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." As Peter, who declared, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." They had no thoughts toward their own ability to choose the way of the Lord, for they still remembered his command to come into the ark, and how inexorably they were drawn inside of it as he sealed them in. "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." They knew that they could neither sail the vessel nor open the door which the Lord had shut, yet they were comforted by this very fact, knowing the power of him who shut them in, and look forward to the dawning of the day of their redemption, when this tomb into which they were sealed was opened according to his sovereign power. Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Do you cry out to the Lord for mercy? He alone can save.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.